I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm an executive job search coach and the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com. And this is episode 634 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. And here is part of my series this year about interviewing and answering tough interview questions. I'm dealing with a specific behavioral interview question, how to answer it. On Monday, I did the general show about how to answer behavioral interview questions. Here I have a specific one that I'm addressing. I hope you find it helpful, and I hope you subscribe to the show in iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people discover it. And I hope you also take me up on my offer of a 7-day free trial at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, if you're an executive, I'd love to work with you one-on-one, manager, senior manager, VP, director, on up through C-suite. I've helped many of you find positions over the years. If you're not, I think jobsearchcoachinghq.com is ideal for you because, frankly, I've got curated material to help you find work more quickly, and you can answer me questions, and I'll put a quick call into you and talk with you about your situation. So, again, executive job search coaching, reach out to me directly, and if you're not an exec, contact me or actually join jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, let's get going with today's show. Today I want to talk with you about one of those tough interview questions, the ones that are designed to make you trip up. And today's question is, so, tell me about a time where your work was criticized. Now, this is a subtle question because it's basically, you know, a different version of tell me about your weaknesses, except it's a much more pointed question. So you can't get away with the I sometimes work too hard answer, which I hate. It's so trivial, but, you know, some people try it and some people it works. Most people it doesn't anymore. But this one is much more pointed. Tell me about a time where your work was criticized. The way to approach this question is really very easy. But, you know, you have to make it seem like you're thinking about it. You can't just pop up with an answer instantaneously because then they know it's rehearsed. So you have to go, huh, what a great question. You know, break your eye contact for a second, kind of look off, make it seem like you're thinking. That gives them the impression that you are. So I'm going to illustrate it for you. Go, huh, that's a really good question. You know, let me just start by saying that there was a, you know, for years my reviews have been uniformly terrific. You know, I've gotten top grades, promotions. You know, you talk about all your successes and how you're evaluated. And then you go back to this time early in your career and you say, but there was that time about 8-9 years ago. And you notice how I broke eye contact again? There was that time about 8-9 years ago, because that makes it seem like you're thinking about it, where your boss came to you and he said, and then you talk about some instance from way early in your career. And you pause and you go, you know, I really took that to heart because I understood that he was trying to help me really be a top achiever. And it really was a great impetus for me because, you know, constructive criticism is great because someone's able to see things that I'm not able to see because they have a bigger picture of the situation. And early in my career, I was only able to see my own desk, for example, getting my own work done. I didn't understand that it related to other people and impacted other people. So you notice how what I've done is you know, I've said a whole bunch of stuff, including, you know, my reviews are great. There was that time early in my career when, and I understand that, you know, people are trying to help me because they, you know, they want me to be successful. And then you talk about how you took it to heart because you understood that they're just trying to help you. And then, you know, it's a great approach because it's kind of like the feel, felt, found close. The feel, felt, found close in sales is, I know how you feel. I felt that way myself before. But you know what I found? I found that. So it's acknowledging, you know, in this particular case, what we're doing is complimenting, you know, complimenting yourself. You're talking about all the positive things that you've done and how people see you. That there was that one time way early in your career when, and so you're acknowledging that there was an instance where you were criticized. You're talking about how your relationship with your manager and how what you did was, you weren't defensive about it. You understood that they were trying to help you, and that you took it to heart and took action on it and have really learned from it. And that's one of the reasons why your reviews are so good. So, like I said, it's an easy question if you can be a little theatrical. Remember, you have to act your way through this one. So that people think that you're really thinking about it and not giving them a canned answer. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles, all my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them any more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.